We have a great treat in store right now. It is seven performers who are performing with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony tonight and tomorrow afternoon. Tonight at 7:30, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, I believe, at the Crux Center in Coeur d'Alene. We do this every year, and this is our first time to do it in our new studio, and such a treat for me operationally, and I'm sure it's going to be a treat for you sonically. We have these seven terrific performers about to play for us, and we will enjoy their music making. We'll enjoy getting to meet them over the course of the next hour. A few things about the Coeur d'Alene Symphony Competition. It is a nationwide significant competition with major performers coming from all over the country to compete in January. And then seven winners are chosen, and they are on these concerts tonight and tomorrow afternoon. We do have two pianists, two singers, two violinists, and a flutist to enjoy today. We're going to begin with one of the singers. And that singer is her name is Sarah Cooper, and the people who are accompanied by the conductor of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, David Demand. And this Sarah Cooper will be singing for us Barber's Sure on a Shining Night. Let's go to our studio for the first of our performances. From our studio, Sure on This Shining Night by Samuel Barber, sung for us by the soprano Sarah Cooper, and she was joined by the conductor of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, David Demand, as pianist. And so, good morning, Sarah Cooper. Come a little closer to the microphone and join me in a conversation. Let's find out who you are. First, just talk about the feeling, what goes on inside you when you get to sing Sure on This Shining Night. Describe that song, what the poem says, what it means in singing those beautiful notes.
The poem is a prayer, I think, an indirect prayer. It's not an explicit appeal to God, but it's an appeal for kindness to watch over me or the speaker as they process kind of the life that they've been through. I interpret the song as from being from the perspective of someone who has experienced war and has returned from the battlefield. And they're looking up at the stars and kind of remembering what was lost and asking for kindness to for protection almost as they continue on in their life.
So, nice. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah Cooper, describing this so beautifully, and certainly all that heartfelt meaning we heard in your performance, just beyond beautiful sounds. So tell me a little bit about your life. Where are you in school and on all that stuff right now?
Right. I am a first-year grad student at Westminster Choir College. I'm studying with Sharon Sweet currently, and I finished my undergrad back in 2014. I was a French major, and I guess I changed directions a little bit, you could say, because I originally thought I would be in med school by now. Actually, I was entered college as a pre-med molecular biology major, and I think it took me going through college to figure out that music is probably what is most passionate to me. And being in the French department actually gave me a way to explore that more directly than I would have expected. All of the seniors are required to write a senior thesis. And I ended up doing mine about French music, specifically the art songs of Gabriel Fauré. And I really just fell in love with it. I gave a recital as part of my research, and I thought, well, if I can do this more, then I would really love to.
Where was your undergrad?
I went to Princeton.
Okay. You're staying right in town.
Moved right across the street for
grad school. Okay, so I imagine you've had a little resistance from some people in the world that you went from this highly lucrative, effective career of medicine to being a starving artist. Have you had that resistance anywhere?
I think most of the resistance actually came from myself.
Okay.
My parents are extremely supportive. I'm very fortunate to have parents who just want me to be happy. I was so worked up about making the decision to switch paths that I just really, really was struggling. And I thought I had to work up the courage to tell the people who I had, you know, told all along that I was going to med school, just friends and family members. But when I told them that I was switching to French and eventually that I was doing music, they were more than happy for me, probably because they saw how much happier I was in the new path. So I guess I'm lucky because I haven't encountered that kind of resistance.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. Sarah Cooper, who tonight and tomorrow afternoon is singing Handel and Mozart with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. I guess we need to hear the next person, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now we go on.